It's All Things Considered on North Carolina Public Radio. I'm Catherine Brond. Back in 2010, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention wanted to take on what some have called an epidemic of youth violence. One of the initiatives was the Academic Centers of Excellence in Youth Violence Prevention, or NCACE. That program focused on Robeson County, which at the time had the highest levels of youth violence in the state. NCACE is now entering the final year of its efforts, with some of the program scheduled to wrap up at the end of this summer. Here to talk about the future of youth violence prevention in Robeson County is Paul Smokowski. He's director of NCACE and professor at UNC Chapel Hill. Thanks very much for being here, Paul.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first, if you would, lay out exactly what initiatives NCACE has been responsible for in Robeson County. What are some of the ways the program has tried to curb youth violence?
Yes. So the CDC's large idea was to bring programs that had been successful in other places around the country and to create packages of evidence-based programs. And so when we got together with providers in Robeson County, we created a comprehensive package that had three elements. One element was anti-bullying program called Positive Action for middle school students. The second piece was parenting intervention, which was called Parenting Wisely. And the third piece was teen court, which diverts first-time offenders from the juvenile justice system into the teen court program, and they would then be seen by a jury of their peers.
All right. What were some of your goals going into the project? Did you have some sort of percentage in mind for where you wanted to get realistically with the youth violence levels?
We've been maintaining monitoring of youth violence at different levels in the county. First, the county level, delinquency, violence, rates of adolescents coming into the juvenile justice system. And then we also are looking at, within the school system, prevalence rates for bullying and aggressive behavior, discipline referrals to the office. And then we also ask kids in our needs assessments about their levels of conflict with their parents and with their peers.
And how effective have you been?
Well, we believe that different pieces of the programs have been quite effective. For example, with teen court, we have a recidivism rate less than 10%, which means that fewer than 10% of kids are reoffending and coming back into the system.
And what is that recidivism rate down from?
Well, the typical recidivism rate is about 30%. So ours is less than 10. It's hovering around 8%.
All right. And you just got news that the teen court program will continue thanks to an $80,000 grant, right?
Yes, that's from the Governor's Crime Commission. This partnership that we've had between UNC Chapel Hill and Robeson County providers, we wanted to work on sustainability for this final year. And so one thing that we've done is we've worked jointly on creating a nonprofit agency called Robeson County Teen Court and Youth Services, which would keep on going with the teen court program and do some other, our parenting program as well, Parenting Wisely.
What about going forward? Do you have concerns about what might happen after your work in Robeson County ends?
So we've done the best that we can in terms of sustainability. We've taught teachers in 13 middle schools in Robeson County to be able to continue the program after we've left. The teen court program is all sponsored by volunteers. It's run by about 302 volunteers that come in each week. And so these programs will be sustainable in being able to continue past the grant funding because we've had such a focus on building that into our process.
Are there plans to expand that to other places in North Carolina?
Well, we have been contacted by some other counties, especially counties similar to Robeson that are rural and experiencing disadvantage and having trouble with youth violence issues. So if there were more resources, we'd be able to do this in specific areas more strategically.
All right. Paul Smokowski is a professor at UNC Chapel Hill. He also leads NCACE, the program to curb youth violence in Robeson County. Thanks so much, Paul.
Thank you.